country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
It is March 6, 2018. This is the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso in North Dakota. With me tonight, Paul Fromm in Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi.
And all of this being directed, masterminded from the Republic Broadcasting Network, 20-story studio tower in Austin, Texas there, gleaming stainless steel and glass edifice, hundreds of staff scurrying about to get this great radio out to you. Well, maybe it's just a few brave, hardy souls who are doing that. And you can help keep all of that together. Keep that bricks and mortar radio network going, RBN, with your contributions. You can also help out this show. And all the help you give this show does go to RBN. So you can get a twofer there. I'll give you another thing you can do that will be fun and patriotic. And that is, consider attending the conference that the American Freedom Party has put together coming on June 15, 16, and 17 outside of Nashville, Tennessee. I'll give you more details on that. I promised those yesterday. And if you want to read up and look at it while we're talking on the radio tonight, just go to the AmericanFreedomParty.us. That's our website, the one you're familiar with, the AmericanFreedomParty.us, and you'll see a link. I'm directing your attention now to the link. At the upper right of your screen, you see the discus thrower, that famous Greek statue. I forgot the Greek for it, Paul. Is it LD? Well, the Diabolos, I think, is maybe the name of the sculpture. But click on the Diabolos, and you'll see 2018 Joint Conference, June 15 to 17, Culture, Identity, Heritage, and Sovereignty. That's us, the American Freedom Party. I'm going to do that with you now. I'm clicking on the link, and it takes you to a new page where you can actually sign up for the conference. Let's see if it gives you much detail about the conference. I don't think it does, actually. Not much description right there, so I'll try to help you with that. And when you get in there, there are several things that you can do if you want to participate in the conference. Let me say that it is at Montgomery Bell State Park, a magnificent state park and inn where you will be staying, that's 45 minutes west of the Nashville International Airport. And the things you will see there, you can buy tickets for the event, which are $125 each, three-day event. You can, optionally, you can buy the banquet. That's Saturday night banquet for $35 each. What else can you buy? You can pay for accommodations. This is also optional, but I highly recommend that you stay at the inn rather than staying at a hotel or motel outside the park. It's much more convenient, much less travel time, and it's considerably less expensive. And that's $100 a night for a fine double occupancy room in the inn right there at the event location. And you can buy those tickets also there, right there. So you can buy tickets for $100 each per night. And the only confusion on the site, the only thing that might be a little hard to fathom for you is it says when you click on the tickets, it is not quite clear enough yet. We'll have to perfect this a little bit. It says rooms, double occupancy, $100, but it doesn't specify which nights. So we'll get that so it's more clear for you. But the only nights we have reserved are Friday night and Saturday night. We have the hotel reserved for your use, Friday and Saturday. So if you click on the number 2 there, you'd be reserving rooms for Friday night and Saturday night, which is what I recommend. But you could go with just Friday night if you wanted to, or just Saturday if you wanted to, in which case you'd click 1. And then the only little detail, and we'll get this, we'll get the information back and forth. We'll be sure that you've got the room you want and for the night that you want it. But you can do all of that. So that's the only little bit of detail that needs to be cleaned up, just a little bit. And another exciting element to this event is that we're holding it in conjunction with the Council on Conservative Citizens, which is a revered institution in the Patriot cause.
And of which I'm a director?
There you go, Paul. And Paul is also the international advisor to the American Freedom Party. And there's real overlap between the organizations. James Edwards, for instance, is a fellow director with Paul of the Council on Conservative Citizens, Council of Conservative Citizens, and also a director of the American Freedom Party. So, the speaker's roster is quite exciting. Let me just grab that for you here. People you've always been wanting to hear, but have never been able to. I'll start with a favorite of many of you, Dr. Kevin B. McDonald. You don't often get a chance to hear Dr. McDonald speak. He is the author of a bunch of books on your bookshelf, of favorite books. He is the editor of the Occidental Quarterly, the best paper magazine in our cause. He's also the editor of the Occidental Observer, the best webzine in our cause. Couldn't he let somebody else be the best at something? He's the best at everything.
Awesome.
Go ahead, Paul.
He is awesome.
He is awesome. He's also our best writer. You'll find out he might just be our best speaker when you hear him, in that rare occasion, the rare opportunity to hear him at the event. I'd go just for that. Just to hear Dr. McDonald. But you get a lot of bonuses, too. You get to hear Dr. Tom Sunick. I'd gladly go just to hear Tom Sunick, who's one of our directors. You could hear Dr. Adrian Krieg. He's written a score of books, very well-liked by his reading audience. And how about Dr. Virginia Abernethy, Professor Emerita at Vanderbilt University there in Nashville. And she is, she's an institution in her movement. So all of that. And then more. You get to hear our own chairman, Bill Johnson. You get to hear the chairman of the Council of Conservative Citizens, Earl Holt. And others. So you don't want to miss it. And then we've organized the event. I think we've done a really good job. There's a lot of experience showing in how this is organized with some good breaks between each speaker. We're keeping the speeches short, 30 minutes. And it's my opinion, I'll tell you, a lot of events are organized with hour-long speeches, too long, and then not much of a break in between speeches because the speeches are too long, so the breaks have to be 5 minutes, 15-minute break between speeches, which gives you a chance to reflect on the talk you just heard, also say hello to the speaker, and say hello to your new friends and old friends at the conference itself.
And one of the things that's so important at these conferences is the opportunity to meet new people and to socialize with people who share your point of view. You don't have to guard every word you say the way you might in other circles that you might be involved in. So it's a really wonderful opportunity. So actually, even 15 minutes by the time if you have to take a a bathroom break, or usually there's coffee around, you line up for some coffee, you don't have an awful lot of time. But I think that organizing it is important. I've been to conferences where I shouldn't be nasty, but to soothe various egos, the only way to do it is to run speakers almost back to back to back, and with very little time in between. And sometimes what happens is that people kind of get speakered out, and then they skip sessions. And that's kind of, I mean, of course, it's everybody's free to do as they choose, but it seems a shame. So you've got these excellent speakers. You're not going to have access to them anywhere else. To miss out on it because of fatigue isn't such a good thing. So I think the organizers were very wise in planning it the way they did, which also tells me that they've got a fair deal of organizing experience behind them.
Yes, we've got a real ace who's at the center of this organizing, Paul. And so this is based on a lot of experience. Paul is a real veteran of conferences, a veteran speaker and attendee. I've participated in many conferences with Paul. So he knows, he really knows the ropes on these conferences. And I'm glad to hear your estimation of this all, Paul, is that the hour-long speech is just too long. The 30 minutes, I think, is just right. The 15-minute break, just right. Also, we aren't turning the event into an ordeal lengthwise. Friday evening, we just gather. We have a welcoming, encouraging talk. But that's a chance for you to get together and, you know, meet your friends Friday night, the start of the event. Then all day Saturday, but not too long a day. Let's see, tell you how long it is. It's first speech, Tom Sunick. We lead off with a bang at 9 a.m. And then the last speech is Bill Johnson, who ends at 4:15. So that's a very, you know, that's a very doable day. Then there's going to be a terrific banquet, very good food. And we will have, we're anticipating during the banquet, we'll have speeches from foreign nationalist speakers from Japan and from Switzerland. Oh. So that will, that's new. And then from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock that evening, that time, again, conviviality, a chance to meet your friends. And Paul and I can assure you, from having attended so many of these, when we go to these events, we look forward to the speakers very much. But the chance to get together with the buddies is, that's the most important thing. And then Sunday, we're going to clear out the event at noon, and most of Sunday morning will be also just us folks getting together. We'll have some organizing seminars, but it'll be basically folks getting together with each other on Sunday. So, and then let me give you another reassurance here. And, you know, Paul, I like this idea. Those of you out there who've never been to a Patriot conference, this might be your first one. This would be a good one. It's one to which you can bring your kids, friends, your spouse. You'll be very comfortable in the rooms. Everything's very high quality. You're out in beautiful woods, wooded country, just outside of Nashville, Tennessee, which itself is a great place to visit. And this is on a river with a lake. And all the amenities, a very nice restaurant right there, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Everything you need is right there. Very secure. The Tennessee State Park Police will be doing what they've done at six previous events, pioneered by Jared Taylor, who's the one who first utilized this facility. 6 years in a row, or six meetings in a row, Jared Taylor, which is now an annual meeting, he has been having a very great event with great security, and that's a concern. You know, who wants to come to something that's not utterly secure? Well, this is a very beautiful event where you can bring, you know, bring your family, and it'll be very peaceful and fun. And it's easy. If you're driving in, just use your Google Maps and Montgomery Bell State Park, bingo, Google will take you right there. If you're flying in, you need to pick up a car at Nashville International Airport, BNA is the abbreviation, and so rent yourself a, you know, the most economy car you can get and drive on out. It's a 45-minute drive from the airport to Montgomery Bell. You start out on the east side of Nashville at the airport, and you drive to the west side to get to Montgomery Bell State Park. Go ahead, Paul.
You finish with that topic. There's a very interesting column by Pat Buchanan today, mm-hmm. on the whole business of trade on the tariffs. The column makes immense good sense.
Yeah, I'm going to go to it right now myself. You're right. I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but I saw the blurb on it.
I used it on my show on White Resistance Radio, and you know, I don't know if you want me to read it, but it is all of it is just first rate.
Paul, why don't you go ahead and give us the best paragraphs, and the and we'll tie that to another story today, which is the resignation of Gary Cohn. Hey, thank you, Brother Cohn, for resigning. That's good news. Because Brother Cohn was not a help here to the Patriot cause, so he resigned, and we'll talk a little bit about Breitbart has a very good coverage of how this guy was trying in vain. That's the important part. In vain, he was trying to steer Donald Trump in the wrong direction. Go ahead and give us some highlight paragraphs, Paul. From why is the GOP terrified of tariffs? Go ahead.
From Lincoln to William McKinley to Theodore Roosevelt, and from Warren Harding through Calvin Coolidge, the Republican Party erected the most awesome manufacturing machine the world has ever seen. As the party of high tariffs through those 7 decades, the GOP was rewarded by becoming America's party. 13 Republican presidents served from 1860 to 1930, and only 2 Democrats, and Grover Cleveland and Woodrow Wilson, were elected only because the Republicans had split. Why, then, this terror of tariffs that grips the GOP? Then goes off, ticks off Lindsey Graham, who begged the president to reconsider. And Buchanan notes very archly, 24 hours earlier, Graham had confidently assured us that war with a nuclear-armed North Korea was worth it. All the damage that would come from a war would be worth it in terms of long-term stability and national security, said Graham. A steel tariff terrifies Graham. A new Korean War does not. They also quotes Jeff Flake, who is a flake. And he says that the U.S. relied on tariffs to convert from an agricultural economy in 1800 to the mightiest manufacturing power on Earth by 1900. Bismarck's Germany, born in 1871, followed the U.S. example and swept past free trade Britain before the First World War. Does Senator Flake think Japan rose to post-war prominence through free trade as Tokyo kept U.S. products out while dumping cars, radios, TVs, and motorcycles here to kill the industries of the nation that was defending them? Both Nixon and Reagan had to devalue the dollar to counter the predatory trade policies of Japan. Since Bush the First, that's 30 years ago, we have run a $12 trillion trade deficit. And in the first decade of this century, we lost 55,000 factories and 6 million manufacturing jobs. Does Flake see no correlation between America's decline, China's rise, and the $4 trillion in trade surpluses Peking has run up at the expense of his own country? $4 trillion. The Syria that agreed to President Trump's idea of a 25% tariff on steel and 10% tariff on aluminum suggests that restoring this nation's economic independence is going to be a rocky road. In 2017, the U.S. ran a trade deficit in goods.
Well, we'll leave right there at that number of $800 billion, folks. That's $800 billion of your dollars. Yeah. We'll be right back. Yeah. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
We're back, folks. Let's rebuild America first. And a very strong step in that direction, the one Donald Trump is taking, ditching the stupid, mindless open borders, open trade, come one, come all, open house. That's what it ought to be called, Paul. Open house America, which has been a catastrophe for more than half a century.
Catastrophe for the American economy, a catastrophe for the American working man, and a catastrophe particularly for white working class Americans. And when we left off...
$800 billion in annual trade deficit. Go ahead.
With Red China, if we are to turn our $800 billion trade deficit in goods into an $800 billion surplus and stop the looting of America's industrial base and gutting of our cities and towns, sacrifices will have to be made. Oh, yeah, sorry, he had also pointed out that the deficit in goods, Red China sells $800 billion more in manufactured goods to the United States than the U.S. sells to Red China. And he points out that we're actually funding the Red Chinese defense budget. They have a budget of $375 billion. So the $800 billion surplus that they get from the trade balance with the United States funds their entire military and then some.
Yeah, go ahead further with this editorial. It's very good from Pat Buchanan. Go ahead.
But if we're not up to it, we will lose our independence, as the countries of the European Union have lost theirs. Specifically, we need to shift taxes off goods produced in the United States and impose taxes on goods imported into the United States.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, as we import nearly $2.5 trillion in goods, a tariff on imported goods rising gradually to 20% would initially produce $500 billion in government revenue. All that tariff revenue could be used to eliminate and replace all taxes on production inside the United States. As the price of foreign goods rose, U.S. products would replace foreign-made products. There's nothing in the world that we cannot produce here. And if it can be made in America, it should be made in America. And, you know, that's a very important concept. What we've seen in the last 30 years is whole manufacturing sectors exported to China, India, or wherever.
80%, Paul, 80% of our electronics are built in China now. And well, it used to be 80% of our electronics made in China.
This was a disgraceful moment that I was involved in with the Council of Conservative Citizens. And it would be, I would say, about 15 years ago. And the South Carolina coordinator in those days was a lady called Mrs. Bell. We all called her Ma Bell. So at one meeting, executive board meeting, Ma Bell was tasked with trying to get a new line of baseball caps and T-shirts with the Council of Conservative Citizens logo on it. And the stipulation was that they were to be produced in the United States. Well, she came to the next meeting, and she said, you know, I come from an area that used to be a big cotton, North and South Carolina were big textile areas. And she said, after almost 6 months of searching, I came up with one company that could give me a T-shirt or a baseball hat made in the USA. No problem getting them custom made in Taiwan or Thailand or Timbuktu. But that really hammered home to me the colossal drainage that there's been of American manufacturing.
And now, folks, listen to what Pat Buchanan says next, explaining the logic that Donald Trump, as a graduate of the Wharton School of Finance, the top school in the world, folks, Donald Trump, a distinguished graduate of the Wharton School of Finance, he says, consider, assume a Lexus costs $50,000 in the U.S., and a 20% tariff were imposed, raising the price to $60,000. What would the Japanese producer of Lexus do? They could accept the loss in sales in the world's greatest market, the USA. They could cut their prices to hold their U.S. market share, or they could shift production to the United States, building their cars here and keeping their market. How have EU nations run up endless trade surpluses with America? By imposing a value-added tax, or VAT, on imports from the U.S. while rebating the VAT on exports to the USA. Works just like a tariff. And he goes on, the principles behind a policy of economic nationalism. Paul, I'll let you finish that right after this break.
Okay.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
We'll be back. We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in here at the Trump Phenomenon. And it's been a good day in the Trump Phenomenon. Let, Paul, let's finish up this column. Brilliant by Pat Buchanan. Where we left off, Paul, have you got your finger there on the spot?
Yeah, you have. I just want to give a very short, quick explanation of the VAT. That stands for value-added tax. And let's say a sweater in England, the manufacturer is prepared to sell it for $100. Well, then there would be added a VAT, or value added tax. So it would sell for roughly 113. Now the manufacturer pays that tax, but can then deduct that from all of his expenses. So he has the expenses of the material, the labor, etc. So he pays the tax, but then he gets to deduct it. Now, a sweater comes in from the United States. Let's say the export is prepared to sell for $100. Well, that will then sell for $100. He'll have to pay a VAT of 13% on it. So it'll sell for the same amount as the British sweater, but the manufacturer actually is out of pocket 113, so he probably has to charge on 113, but he'll say maybe 120, and so his sweater is less competitive, and so the VAT is a tricky way of imposing a tariff on imported goods, so that the United States gets
And Buchanan says that works just like a tariff. Well, let me finish this, Paul. He says the principles behind a policy of economic nationalism to turn our trade deficits, which subtract from GDP, into trade surpluses, which add to GDP, are these. Production comes before consumption. I'm going to skip a little. We should tax foreign-made goods and use the revenue dollar for dollar to cut taxes on domestic production.
Which would be
idea,
cheaper.
Yeah, the idea is not to keep foreign goods out, but to induce foreign companies to move production here. And then here's the clincher, folks. We have a strategic asset no one else can match. This is how Donald Trump thinks. We control access to the largest, richest market on earth, the USA. In other words, folks, if we only had been smart enough to realize it, we've been in the driver's seat all along. But instead, we've been dumb bunnies. And I'll end it right there. That's brilliant thinking from Pat Buchanan. And one thing I want to just mention tonight, Donald Trump came into this by himself. He didn't have a team. His team was on his arm as he came down the escalator in June of 2015 with Melania. That's all the team he had. So he's had to assemble a team in this first year, and it's been rough going. One person who just left, Gary Cohn. Don't let the door slam you in the butt on your way out, Gary Cohn. It's hard to put together a good team. And Trump's lost a few good people through, you know, just for all sorts of reasons. Part of it just being the strain. Like Steve Bannon. I think Steve Bannon was a casualty of the viciousness of the attack on Trump led to, infighting and leaking of probably sometimes exaggerated or faked comments. But what the left is doing, folks, we've talked about it. They're constantly trying to turn us against our own selves, to turn us against Trump, to have us fight with each other, doubt each other, question each other's loyalty. That's exactly what they're doing. And that has cost Donald Trump some of the small amount of people that he's been able to assemble in a team. He's got to get a team together. And we're part of that team. We're the wingmen that can make this work for him. Now, here's one guy he got rid of today. Where is he? Let's find Gary Cohn. And Breitbart, we're not going to have time to fully develop this, but Breitbart has a really good article on six times that globalist Gary Cohn tried to derail Trump's America First agenda. And I'll have to skip through it here, but here's what they have to say. As White House economic advisor Gary Cohn resigns from the White House today, Breitbart News looks back on six times that the economic globalist attempted to derail President Trump's America First agenda. Now you ask yourself, well, how did Gary Cohn get onto his staff? That goes back to the problem I'm describing. Donald Trump arrived in the White House pretty much alone. He had just a handful of people like Hope Hicks, who had been with him for 2 years. Now, Hicks was just recently a casualty of the viciousness of what's going on in Washington. She got grilled for 9 hours in front of a House committee. That took a toll on her. Then the press started beating up on her concerning her romantic life. And, her boyfriend. And, you know, who's going to stand around and take that? So she gave up and she left. But Gary Cohn. So how does Donald Trump end up with Gary Cohn? There aren't a lot of people in the Gary Cohn business. Big bankers, big people on the inside. Donald Trump has been hard-pressed to find people. So here are the six ways that this guy who's leaving, hallelujah, tried to kill the Trump program. Gary Cohn's war on coal. Gary Cohn, former Goldman Sachs banking executive, reopened the U.S. government's war on coal in direct contravention of directions from President Trump. Cohn said, for instance, coal doesn't even make that much sense anymore. Okay. Two, Gary Cohn's attempt to soften Trump's actions against China. Cohn was constantly contradicting Trump. Three, Gary Cohn's failed effort to keep the U.S. in the Paris Climate Agreement, the catastrophic agreement by Obama. Cohn tried to keep us in that. Donald Trump, and this is the measure of the man, folks. Donald Trump's a bigger man than these neocons, and he got us out of the Paris Climate Agreement, contradicting all of the so-called professionals in Washington. Four, Gary Cohn's campaign promoting job killing, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Donald Trump got us out of the TPP, another Obama catastrophe. Cohn was on the other side of that issue. Number five, Gary Cohn pushed business-friendly economic policies in the White House. What does that mean? That means he tried to muscle aside some of President Donald Trump's hard-right advisors to push more moderate, business-friendly economic policies. Okay, that's a little bit vague, but I'm sure that the writer has something specific in mind. And number six, Gary Cohn's last failed attempt, and this is the one that got Cohn to resign, his attempt to stop Donald Trump's move to put tariffs on businesses with effect in America. Gary Cohn is leading a last-ditch effort against President Trump's plan to put modest tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. Cohn is attempting to organize a so-called summit of business leaders opposed to the tariffs. And Trump, however, is standing firm on his call for the tariffs. Trump said, we're not backing down. And there you go. So that's good news, folks. Cohn getting out of town. And this is, as Trump assembles a team, and I said this the other night, this is just our first year. I think Donald Trump, this is what I believe, I think he is going to get better and better year by year. He'll improve with age like the wine that he doesn't drink. Each year he's going to get better. Each year his team is going to get better. Each year our position, Patriot Cause, we're going to get more organized. We'll have more conferences like the one the American Freedom Party is having June 15th through 17th that you might attend. And we'll become more effective as a result. We'll you know, like a great aerobatic team of pilots, we will be able to move our wings. That's what happens with the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds. And what's the Canadian team called? I've watched your team, Paul. It's really good.
Snowbirds.
Yeah. Great, the great Canadian military aerobatic team. As they get better and better, they compete with each other, you know, for bragging rights. They get their wingtips closer and closer and closer together. And then when one team wants to do even better, they overlap their wings. and they fly these amazing loop-de-loops with their wings stuck right between each other. Well, that's what we'll do. We'll be able to fly in close formation, folks, as we'll learn by doing it. And I think our experience in the Trump phenomenon is going to get more and more phenomenal year by year. We just have to avoid some major catastrophes. We've got to keep our president healthy. Yep. And, you know, and also stave off. I don't know how exactly we would do it, partly just by alerting people to it. Stave off any kind of a false flag world catastrophe that our deep state enemies might spring on us, like a war, like a worldwide economic crash. I don't think there's anything, Paul, that our enemies, knowing what they risk losing with Donald Trump in charge, I don't think there's anything that they would not stoop to do to wreck all of that.
No, I agree with you. That comment Pat Buchanan made, you know, where he picked up on Lindsey Graham's idea that a nuclear war with North Korea could actually be a good thing. I thought, you know, that is madness. Not that I'm a pacifist or a peacenik or anything like that, but you want to be, you know, a nuclear war with North Korea would be dependent on hitting every one of their delivery systems before they could get anything off the ground. Because if they could get even one missile in the air, or two or three, They'll be going for places like Seoul, South Korea, Tokyo, Japan, maybe even the west coast of the United States. You hit a city with a nuclear weapon today, and you could very well, in one bang, have as many casualties as the United States suffered in all of World War II. You know, I mean, as I say, I'm not a pacifist, and if it comes to this, okay, absolutely. But it's certainly not something that should be chatted about lively by this absolute ponce of a senator from South Carolina. The guy is nuts. Oh, yes, he's scared witless of a tariff.
Yeah, and which has been, and notice the great historical knowledge from Pat Buchanan mentioning 13 Republican presidents and mentioning that when their Democrats were elected, it was only because the Republicans with Taft and Roosevelt divided against themselves, and which we're so good at. And that's the historical rule in American history. It's the rule that made us great. It's nothing to be terrified of. These are madmen, people like Lindsey Graham. You know, you know, I mentioned that Nicholas Cruz and who is the one, the other one, it's going to come to me in just a second. But that other shooter, you look at their eyes, you know, and it's scary. Well, I think Lindsey Graham has a touch of that in his eyes. He's out of his mind, folks. And this is something to appreciate the greatness of Donald Trump. He has had to battle not only with the Clintonista, Alinskyite communists. That's enough of a battle for any person. He has to also battle with these insane Republican neocons who have conducted this open house America insanity for more than half a century, stripped our industry, wrecked our economy, mortgaged our children's futures. He has to deal with these Lindsey Grahams and these Jeff Flakes. So, and he needs our help to deal with these people. There's a whole replacement that has to go on. This year, 2018 coming up, then 2020, then 22 and 24. We have to phase out as many of the Flakes and Grahams as we can and get in there, you know, the good guys. Get in there people like Devin Nunes and people like Jordan of Iowa. We need to get in the good ones so that Donald Trump actually has a team. He's functioning with this razor-thin 51-vote margin in the Senate that actually includes people like John McCain and Jeff Flake in that 51. So that's not a margin, is it? Donald Trump is achieving all these great things he's achieving just by one of the recent columns said just by sheer willpower. That tax cut that he pushed through, it's really by just the greatness of his own skills, because he doesn't really have 51 votes in the Senate. We have to get that for him.
Go ahead. I think he knocked heads together on that one and reminded them that if they'd run on anything, the Republicans had run on the basis of tax reform. They talked a lot about it, but now this is the challenge is now delivering, because you haven't delivered much. I think that swayed the day.
By contrast, Donald Trump, folks, has delivered incredibly. He has written executive orders that have changed. I'm just one example. Obama had pretty much wrecked the American coal industry, oil industry, and gas industries. Pretty much wrecked them. And the future that he was building for them was one of even greater wreckage, so people didn't even want to invest in oil, gas, or coal. Now, let's see. America is, in fact, an oil, gas, and coal behemoth. We have tremendous resources, better than anybody else in the world in those three things. Canada also is a giant in energy, and Canada's government is trying to destroy the Canadian energy power. Well, Donald Trump, with executive orders just scribbled off of his desk, opened up coal, opened up gas, and opened up oil in America, and they're all three booming. And we've gone from an energy deficit importer nation to an energy surplus exporter nation. That's all cash in our pockets. That's your children's future, their college educations, paid for by American value. that Donald Trump has unlocked. Donald Trump also, just with his pen, has undone hundreds of crippling regulations imposed by the Bushes, by Clinton, by Obama. Hundreds and hundreds, volumes, encyclopedias of regulations that every American business was hobbled by, discouraging entrepreneurs, making them give up. You know, honey, we can't do this anymore. We can't fill out any more papers or deal with more bureaucrats. Trump got rid of that. Trump has, I believe the ratio is 20 to 1. I may be slightly off. But Donald Trump said, we're going to eliminate regulations. We'll be back with one more segment right after this break.
Let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium.
Of course,
80
also have,
can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool.
We're back, folks. And we only have one segment left to go here, so I just want to, Paul, I want to rush this in. Some more good news today. The Prime Minister of Sweden, Stefan Löfven, met with Donald Trump today. And he got a question about no-go zones in Sweden. Ooh, and he lied. Standing right next to Donald Trump, he lied
listen to the Prime Minister of Sweden. But here's the great news. The Sweden Democrats, Sverige Demokraterna, they are like we in the American Freedom Party, and like the UKIP in Britain and the Front National in France. They are patriot parties, and they are on the rise. The Sweden Democrats, very successful. And their leader, Jimmy Akesson, he sharply rebuked the prime minister. And remember, the Sweden Democrats are sharing power in Sweden. They're very successful. Here's the prime minister lying. Let's listen to him for just a second before we run out of time. Here is Prime Minister Stefan Löfven asked about no-go zones, which are all over Sweden, which are areas where white people are not safe to go, including police. It means you can't go there because of the Muslim terror, their hatred of us white people. Here he is lying.
Of course, we also have problems with crime, organized crime in Sweden, shootings. But it's not like you have these no-go zones. We have dealt with it. I'm dealing with it every day, allocating more resources to the police, more policemen trained, more resources to the security police.
Blah, 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 blah. I'm dealing with it every day. You know, Paul?
Here's some good news from the continent, from Hungary. That great leader, Viktor Orban, Hungary challenges UN plan to facilitate mass global migration. Quote, presenting a security-first proposal to the United Nations, Hungary has announced it is ready to fight the globalist body over plans to promote mass immigration. Viktor Orban has also stood against George Soros, calling for a European patriotic alliance to fight Soros and save Europe from Islamicization.
Yeah, and Paul, not to cut that short, but folks, just to put a ribbon on today's show, yesterday, the great news from Italy, the Patriot Parties, victorious. Jimmy Akesson of the Sverige Demokraterna, Sweden Democrats, rebuking the lies of their prime minister standing next to Trump, who's obviously not happy with the Swedish prime minister's answers. And then Paul bringing us Viktor Orban and the great news coming out of Hungary. It's happening all over the world.
We're going to have to
start talking faster because, folks, in 1 hour, all the great news that's coming out, where's all this good stuff coming from? It's coming out of what in this show we've called the Trump phenomenon. But it is the appearance of national populist thinking from the people. And Donald Trump, and the Europeans have acknowledged, Donald Trump is the star. He is the one that they are taking inspiration from all over Europe. And it's wonderful. It's all too beautiful, Paul. We'll try to keep up. Tomorrow there'll be much more to report. We'll try to keep up. See you then. So long, folks.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Speed like people. Don't stop believing. Hold on. Speed like people. Don't stop believing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.